Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The Labor leader has his sights firmly set on the key WA seats of Pearce, Swan and Hasluck. Anthony Albanese has started his day in Perth addressing a business breakfast.
The objective is to win at least three seats in WA, but we'll see how that goes. But I will make this firm prediction. I will not do as well in this federal election as Mark McGowan did in the last WA state election.
While the pressure is on Labor to announce how much it will spend on election promises, the Coalition has announced its policy costings with a price tag of $2.3 billion, while it's confident it can improve the budget bottom line over the next 4 years by $1 billion. While early voting is proving to be pretty popular, more than 2.5 million Aussies have already cast their votes at pre-polling booths, while 2.5 million people have sent in a postal vote. More than $120 million worth of cocaine has been seized in the state's north as part of a joint operation between WA Police, the AFP and Border Force. The drugs were allegedly found in a camper van in Port Hedland at the weekend. Two men, a 49-year-old from New South Wales and a 37-year-old German national, have been charged. And the state government is further expanding its free RAT program. Drive-through collection points will open in Joondalup, Jandakot and Bassendean tomorrow, allowing close contacts of COVID cases to pick up 10 rapid antigen tests. In sport, the Eagles may have lost another player for Sunday's game against the Giants. Josh Kennedy says he'll probably sit out the match to rest his knee, but he's hoping to be back for the club's round 11 clash with the Bulldogs. Kennedy was a late out against the Demons last weekend. Skipper Luke Shuey is a chance to play if he can get through training this week. While Hawks star forward Jack Gunston is set to miss up to 6 weeks with an ankle injury he suffered in last Saturday's defeat to Richmond.
Listener.